Welcome to Fandom United, a pop culture podcast made by four, sometimes five, very opinionated geeks who live in a toy store. This is episode 11, where we talk about San Diego Comic-Con 2019, Stephen King, going to Area 51 to see them aliens, and how long was Nick Fury gone?
I'm Rich.
I'm Othello.
I'm Aaron, and this is my buddy John.
And by our fandoms combined, we are Fandom United. So, first of all, you know, we miss you, Jelly. And John's here. My kids are going to be asking me, like, you know, where's Jelly? Jelly's still in the show. It's kind of like in the Fantastic Four when the Thing lost his rocks. he needed to get a substitute. So John's She-Hulk. He's Jelly's substitute.
She-Hulk. That's very right.
We should have had to wear him the green cape. See?
Could have been her, you know.
Sure, why not? So the first thing that we wanted to talk about tonight is San Diego Comic-Con is starting tomorrow. Well, by the time you guys watch this, it would have started yesterday. So there's going to be lots of stuff we're going to be talking about next week. Lots of new shows, lots of new news, lots of new toys. Anything in particular? Anybody looking forward to anything out of SDCC?
Man, people are going nuts about... it's funny, just... being here in the toy store, we get people come in, like, I've been talking to people last week and a half, like, okay, do you have your stuff mapped out? And people, like, are strategizing, like, okay, well, I'm looking for this, if I see this, you know, because there's stuff that releases online, but there's also stuff that will release in stores, like, exclusives, mm-hmm. that they'll have, like, shared exclusives. So, like, people are like, well, my friend's going here, and they're going to buy this for me and them, and, you know, everybody's got a list, and, like...
like the Funko Pops.
Yeah, Pops is a big one. It's crazy, the stuff, and I'm sure if you're watching this, and you're a toy collector at all, you've already got your list, and you know exactly what we're talking about. But we are going to talk about some stuff probably next week that came out... From the convention.
Is it kind of like Black Friday? Like, they rush in to get
but there's no sales.
Right. No.
You're paying more than full price. You're paying like way high prices. Yeah.
But the difference, it's the same kind of madness that Black Friday is. But, you know, if it's stuff that you're buying online, literally stuff selling out in minutes. I mean, the Funko's like really bad. I mean, Funko has a deal every week where they have stuff that pops up on their website that, like, hey, this is going live at 1 o'clock. So you like get on their website and you're like, refresh, and then finally it'll pop up, and you put it in your cart and try to check out as quick as you can, because if you take too long, it sells out in 2 minutes, right. And it's like, sorry, we're already out of inventory. And yeah, that's frustrating, like nothing else.
So don't
especially if you get it in your cart, there's an issue that happens quite a bit where they'll randomly give you a message, you know, prove that you're not a robot. Pick the picture of it.
Oh, really?
And the pictures don't load quick.
Because everybody's so hitting the site.
their site crashes all the time. So if you get that, you know you're hosed. Like, I didn't get it. By the time that I'm done with this, I'm not going to be able to check out. They're going to be sold out, even though I have one in my cart.
That's like those annoying alarms that you have to solve a math problem first thing in the morning before the alarm shuts off.
I would never get anything. Yeah, why would you do that?
To make you get up, and it's just like, now you were there, you already awake, and now you're pissed off.
Start your day wrong.
Yeah, somebody, just start your day wrong.
Somebody got me as a gift one time. It was one of those alarm clocks that is a robot that moves away. I was like, do you honestly think I'm going to even open this? This is just self-torture. Why would you
that
give
was your,
this to
that was
me
your
as
first
a gift?
Wife, right? That before the divorce? Is that what that was?
That was the last straw.
Yeah, that was it. Like, you know what? This is just hatred. So what are you looking forward to from SDCC?
I probably am most into the news that's going to be coming out at SDCC. I actually heard somewhere that they're going to announce the Marvel Phase 4 list on SDCC. So
I'm excited because they had said that Hall H was going to be pretty barren this year. There was
there's a lot of people that backed out.
People who normally like. That's where they camp out, and there's like, nope, there's nothing going on this year.
Warner Brothers
they actually canceled Hall H. I'm like, how do they cancel Hall H? That's like where all the major announcements were, but like nobody had reserved spots, and then Marvel's like, you know what? Nobody's going in. we're going to do it. And that's why we're getting it.
It's amazing that they did it, like, last minute. Like, we're Marvel. This is what we can do.
Marvel, I thought earlier, said that they weren't
going to do it. There's
Warner Brothers said they're not going to do anything. The Game of Thrones creators backed out, and a few of those people that are supposed to be a big Game of Thrones panel there, a few of those people backed out. They're still having it, just a smaller audience of cast members. So, yeah, then Hall H is barren, and somebody probably called up Marvel and be like, hey, please help us.
We need you.
Yeah. And so Marvel's like, we'll drop some sugar on you, and we'll bring a PowerPoint slide, and it'll set the world on fire.
That's really all you need, one guy. Because
all it is a PowerPoint slide, and it's going to be, they're going to pretend to tell you that, hey, put your phones away, don't take pictures. Wink, wink.
Exactly.
So, yeah, as soon as the presentation is over, you'll see that picture online.
You know what, though? Let this be where they leaked that footage that Feige has said that it exists somewhere of Michael Pena recapping.
Oh, my God. They did that.
I would love.
The fact that he said that it really exists, because people have been saying that. I've been saying it for a couple years. I'm like, oh, they need to release this. And then when the tenure was coming up, I'm like, oh, that would be like a perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Marvel, do it. Mm-hmm. And then apparently somebody had said something to Kevin Feige. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we have that somewhere.
Oh, man.
I always assumed that was going to be like an extra that they would throw on the DVD.
Put it out there.
I'm not saying
do like a one-shot. You know, those were great.
I'm not saying do anything illegal, but people find out stuff on other computer systems all the time.
No, they do that stuff on purpose. They know it's going to happen.
It's like when the Deadpool footage leaked.
Right.
You know, it was like, come on, everybody saw that it came from Ryan, you know, .Reynolds at gmail.com. Like, stop playing. Everybody knew that was Van City that sent that out. It's like it wasn't, come on, quit playing. Everybody knew. It wasn't a secret. So, John, is there anything that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to actually anything Stephen King right now. It Chapter 2, and apparently the next movie that had to do with The Shining, that's supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah.
The Shining is a sequel to The Shining.
It's not a prequel. Dr. Sleep.
Dr.
Sleep. I am looking forward to it.
It's Ewan McGregor, right?
Yep. I've always been scared of movies, scary movies, ever since I was a little kid.
So I can't wait to go be scared again.
As an adult, the last couple of years, something kicked in.
Okay, now, on that, though, that surprises me that they're doing that and not going back and redoing The Shining. Being that Stephen King...
Hated it.
Either movie that they did. I'm really surprised that...
What about the made-for-TV one that they did?
I don't think he liked that one.
He didn't like that either. But
he really hated
it. But apparently he signed off on it, and they were actually able to recreate some of the scenes on the flashpoints. On the flashbacks for this.
But wasn't the made-for-TV movie was really close to the books, from what I understood, right? I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I'm like, eh. You know what? For me, Stephen King, just a little off topic, but his non-horror stuff is better to me than his horror stuff.
I agree.
His non-horror stuff is like
Stand By Me.
Way better.
Yeah.
Stand By Me, Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
I mean,
amazing.
All of his non-horror stuff usually tends to be super, super good. Like, wow, that movie really affected me. His horror stuff, I'm just kind of like, eh. It's a car. Just stay off the street. I mean, it's Christine. You know, it's like, you know, Carrie. It's like, well, somebody just be nice to the girl. I mean, look, you know. You already know she's unhinged, and so you're going to mess with her and put pig's blood on her? No wonder she kills everybody. Like, come on.
And it's Dark Tower, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all of the horror films are connected to that? Is that what I'm understanding with that?
I believe all of the films.
Yeah, it's a whole.
All of his books are connected. And it's a shared universe, and the Dark Tower series is basically it's like the basement. It's the foundation of all of his books.
Okay.
Which is really cool, because one of my favorite books I've ever read by him is called 11-22-63. It's about a guy who discovers a portal back to 1963, where he
was 62 or whatever. I watched the show, I didn't read the book.
where he's going to stop the assassination of JFK. But the beautiful thing about it is there's one part in the book where he goes through this little town and he meets these two kids and everybody's kind of wary of him and everything else. Well, it turns out it's a town from It, and the two kids are two of the kids from the first book, first chapter or whatever, if you're looking at the movies of It. So they're like, everybody's kind of wary around strangers now because a lot of kids came up missing last summer. Mm. you know, and oh, Mister, hey, you don't want to go down there in the sewers. Don't go over there, kind of thing. Or he's at a hotel with this lady at one point, and there's this red Plymouth Fury sitting outside. It's obviously by the description Christine.
Uh-huh.
And he said it's Christine who's sitting outside of this hotel that they're at. So he puts little Easter eggs now in his books that tie to the other books, because now that he's established the Dark Tower as the underlying theme, you can actually read that series and see some scenes in those books and then go back to those books and read those scenes and be like, oh, holy crap. This is kind of where it's connected. So it's genius.
It's brilliant anyway, though.
Brilliant the way he did it. Yeah. But, you know.
The Dark Tower movie sucked. Just putting that out there. But.
Yeah. And the books are a long read, but they're, you know, I got to be in a mood to read them. But they're great. They're great books. Don't get me wrong. But yeah. Yeah. So that's, for me, I think what I'm looking forward to from SDCC, just like you guys, I think is the news.
Mm-hmm.
What movies are coming out, what shows are coming out, some of the new comic book news I'm really looking forward to. And I'm also, like, so I'm really interested in why so many people didn't go to Hall H this year and didn't go to Comic-Con.
I understand why really Warner Brothers didn't.
Come on. They had Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and Shazam back to back to back. Great movies. Wonder Woman 84 is going to make a lot of money. And Shazam 2 and 3 and Black Adam, however many of those are going to do.
You got the Joker. You got Birds of Prey.
I actually think the Joker movie is probably going to be good.
I think Joker's going to be good.
I don't know why.
I never
but
thought
it looks good. Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking forward to that.
That trailer helped a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy because I'm like, I don't want to see Joker without Batman. But I saw that trailer and I was like, I'll watch that movie.
They did say that it's not going to be anything like the Joker. That it's a completely different
and
story
that's
than you're
not what I'm
expecting.
They say it's supposed to be I kind of like the Elseworlds feel of it.
Okay.
Because DC's always been known for their Elseworlds books.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you know, what if this happened? What if, you know, what if Bruce and Martha were killed? What would Thomas Wayne do kind of thing? In these Elseworlds situations. And that's what that movie seems like to me.
Okay. I can agree with that.
So the next thing we want to mention briefly is that there was a satirical Facebook page that said, hey, let's go see them aliens. And so I think it's September 9th. They're planning a raid. They're trying to, I think so far about 1 million people have signed up, 1 million plus have signed up to go down to New Mexico to raid Area 51 because their thinking is they only have so many bullets. Surely they couldn't shoot us all. Let's go see what they're hiding in Area 51.
That's a solid strategy. I mean...
See, but a wall of people is easy to target.
Yeah, people... I mean, surely people know that this is a joke. If you don't know that this is a joke and you're...
No, there's some people that are doing it serious.
If you're going to show up and you think, oh, they can't shoot us all, there are these things called drones. And there's this neat thing the Air Force likes to do called carpet bombing.
Right.
They can get everybody in one shot and not miss lunch.
Yep. Iron Man 1.
Yeah. Tony Stark just stand there. Just obliterate the entire mountain. So, hey, if you do go, though, let me know. I'd like to hitch a ride because I want to film it.
I do want to see it.
I want to see you guys do it. I'm rooting for you. But I ain't going with you.
We've been needing to thin the herd anyway.
It'll be a hell of a show.
Yeah.
Can't do it. The only black person I've seen in Area 51 is Will Smith from Independence Day. I'm staying out of it.
And that was a soundstage. Yeah, I don't even think... Yeah. Yeah, I don't... I wouldn't... Mm-mm. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go down there to... No.
See, yeah. What do you honestly think they even... You think that's just their test facility for their new weapon prototypes? Or at this point, I think there's so much of a spotlight on there that anything they're doing is moved somewhere else
so
at this point.
In reality, it's probably
just a base.
A top secret base where they test experimental aircraft.
Yeah.
Right?
Nope.
But
nope.
I think if you think the moon landing is fake, it's probably where they keep the sets they used to film the moon landing for the people that think the moon landing is fake. Or I don't know.
All right, Rich. I want to hear your conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Rich. I'm waiting.
I don't know if this is the format that we want to do this in, but I can tell you, if you go back and look up Jack Parsons in the Amelantro experiments, or the Amelantro happening, it was there was some stuff that was happening in the desert of New Mexico with the guy who later went on to create Jet Propulsion Laboratories, which later became NASA. And a year later, we had the Roswell incident. So go back and do the research on that, because otherwise you'll be, you know, bitten me for.
We'll probably need to have a conspiracy episode just for Rich.
Aluminum hats, you know.
We won't be getting any from New Mexico, because in September you won't be able to find any aluminum within this entire state of New Mexico with those hats that they got to make down there to keep them from probing your brains to know when you're going to start the raid. So stock up on your aluminum, and remember.
If you guys were willing to go down that road, I would be more than happy.
Oh, there was even a news story.
Trust me, I've spent a lot of time researching this.
There was a legit news story that there was a guy, news was covering this guy. He said if we practice the Naruto run,
we'll be really fast, and
we'll be streamlined, and they won't be able to get us all.
People are awesome.
You'll be the first to die, Jerry. So, yeah. Yeah.
And then I saw a post where
Goldberg run.
One of the biggest golden nuggets from that is that someone had to explain to a general with a straight face what the Naruto run is.
Yes. He's like, what?
He's like, Pappas, what's a Naruto run?
Just watch it. Look how fast they are, sir. I'm telling you.
It's when they run and they go like this.
But now, not to belabor the point, but the Air Force has put out a statement, and I'm like,
we will shoot you if you try to get in. Yeah.
These guys, it's like Doc Holliday, if anybody's ever seen Tombstone, they're like, you're Daisy if you do. So, good luck.
I have a good friend that went exploring and made it pretty close. Well, he's assuming that he was close because he was met by some MPs.
He wasn't close.
And,
right.
He was probably a mile out.
I think that's close when you're talking. That's pretty close. That. Because I don't think that you don't get up to the fence.
He was close to bullet time.
Yeah.
Like, before they even talked to you.
Said that he felt something poke him in the back and turn around. There's an MP standing there with a M16. And he just looked at him. He's like, is that real? The guy's like, you really want to find out? Like, nope. Do I get a ride back? So hopped in his Jeep and he chickened back to where he's parked and said, don't let me catch you out here again. So,
don't get it twisted. Air Force ain't no punks.
They don't want you out there.
Go out there if you want to.
That's not what you think.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. Air Force, they don't play around.
See, I would test with the drone first. See how far I could get that drone before they shot it down. That would be my...
Drones would have worked 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And you wouldn't, because they probably either jam the signal or they're going to hit a strike on you.
Right.
Because they're going to see where the signal is coming from. Like, where's he transmitting from? Get him. You're never going to see the drone. And then they're going to just take your drone. So you're going to lose your drone and your life. It's not going to work. It's not going to be a good time.
I figured they'd do some kind of like EMP. Just kill it, crash it. They wouldn't even have to shoot it down, really.
Well, aren't we getting fancy EMPs now? They just use their laser guns.
Yeah, you know? It's Area 51. You're telling me they don't have, like, EMP guns? If they've got laser guns, they just don't.
That's probably where they keep the stockpile of Twinkies and Captain Crunch for the apocalypse, is what it really is. So the other thing that we wanted to talk about briefly in the time that we have left, because we didn't know we were going to be talking about Area 51 so long.
Who would have thought that would have come up this week anyway?
I'm like, really?
And that so many people got on board. That's what amazed me.
And like, famous people have signed up. Now I know they're joking. Like, Guy Fieri said he's going to go down and make radioactive ribs to feed the Raiders. And
but like,
Danny Trejo, Machete, has signed up to run with the
John
Raiders.
John Cena, I saw...
He can't see. They won't see him.
But, I mean, it's like any Facebook event. Thousands and thousands of people are going to say they're going to be there, but it's going to end up being like 10 people. It really is.
I really hope more of you show up than that. I really hope.
There will be people show up. There will be people. It won't be
half a million or a million.
It won't be even close to it, but I think it'll be staggering how many people actually do... go down there.
And they're all going to be, it's going to be almost like a rave. Everyone's going to be in there turn in into like a big glow party. In the dark underwear. Yeah,
I think it'll turn into like that. I think it's like just, it'll be like Burning Man or something.
Yeah, that's it'll what turn I, into a big party. That's what I pictured it'll end up being.
It should have been like what the Fry Festival actually was.
They're like, we're all here, we're not actually going to do it, but let's party, guys.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, dude, bullets are real. You know, so yeah.
After they see the first five get shot, yeah. This wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, Air Force ain't having it. So I would love to see it. So please go if you signed up. Please go and get your friends
and
to go.
Film it. Please film it. Please. I want to see it.
Antifa, please show up.
Yeah. Hey, anybody on the far left or the far right, all of you guys?
I don't need them showing up here.
Just go. Yeah. Just go.
Antifa meeting in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, and while you're there, stop by and get the neo-Nazis to follow you, too. So then that way you get the guys from the far right and the far left. And you guys should just go out there and find out the truth for yourself. Yeah. Just maybe we can thin the herd a little bit. Maybe get some peace, finally, around here. The other thing that we wanted to talk about briefly is, by now, many of you should have seen Spider-Man Far From Home. And that end credit scene that showed, see, John seen it.
Delicious.
Nick Fury being on a starship crewed by Skrulls and kind of like a outer space shield, which from the comic books we know is called S.W.O.R.D. So what we wanted to talk about briefly is what we think that means for, well, Marvel's announcements this weekend.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Aaron, is going to be, what do you think is going to come out of that?
I think there's going to be a lot of films that take place on planets or out in the galaxy. I think they're going to kind of start moving away from Earth.
More cosmic?
Yeah, I think they're going to do a lot more cosmic. And judging by the ship and how many Skrulls, I think that Nick Fury's been working on that project for quite a while. I feel like he's probably been off Earth for longer than you would expect.
So what Aaron's kind of alluding to is that in the film, obviously, and sorry, I didn't say spoilers before we started talking about it.
Been 2 weeks. If you haven't seen Spider-Man yet,
it's,
like,
it's your fault.
Yes, you know, why are you watching The Geek Show? Stop it. that Nick Fury was revealed to be the Skrull Telos. Now, as we know, that was what? Captain Marvel took place in 93?
That demo
era. 90-ish.
So 90-ish. So 20-some-odd years, Nick Fury has been aware of shape-changing aliens. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how long they've actually been working for Nick. And that was the what other characters we might have seen in other movies that we thought were somebody, but they're going to kind of retcon and say, actually, haha, that was a Skrull.
One of the questions that I started throwing out to customers coming in, because people come in the shop and always want to talk about the latest, you know, superhero movie or whatever. And so people who've seen it, I'm like, okay, so when was the last time that we saw real Nick Fury in the movie? When did he check out? And it's fun to hear the different answers. You know, I've obviously got the spot that I've landed on.
I got my spot. You know what? Let's talk about that. Hold on, John. What do you think is the last time Nick Fury was around?
I think he was
Nick Fury actual, not Telos.
I think he was blipped, because remember he had Captain Marvel's pager.
Okay, so you think that was real Nick Fury that got snapped? And real Nick Fury that came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then that maybe the switch happened sometime after that.
I don't think Nick Fury was at the funeral, though.
Oh, no. Tony's funeral?
Tony's funeral. Okay. I don't think he was there.
All right. What's your spot? Where do you think he comes from?
I feel like he's been gone longer than that. I feel like it was after Civil War.
That's my spot.
Yeah, I think the last time we saw him was in his grave.
In because Civil War.
He had to disappear anyways. Mm-hmm. So
and he asked Cap to go with him, like, hey, I'm starting something new.
Yeah.
Why don't you come with me?
And even if they didn't plan it, if Feige didn't have that like as something that he was planning on doing, they could retcon to that real spot. Easy. Probably the easiest.
Real easy.
Or possibly the first time we've seen the Skrull Nick Fury was Age of Ultron.
And when I went there too. Yeah. But I did. Going back and just playing through it all, I'm still at Civil War for me, but
I like that spot for it. Yeah,
it makes the most sense to me.
I can go with Ultron also, though.
It makes the most sense.
I've heard a lot of good arguments in here. But,
oh man,
It's fun.
I think the one who got blipped was Talos, yeah.
Because I think that's why he didn't want to hit the pager, because he's like, ah, crap, I got to call him back and tell him I can't cut it, I screwed up. Because when I page Captain Marvel, she's going to know, she's going to, you know, talk to Nick or whatever and be like, Talos screwed it up, he needs some help. And that's why he was kind of hesitant to, you know, hit the pager, is what... I might be remembering it wrong, but
what if she got blipped too? What if she wouldn't have been there to get the message? Just like,
Then we're screwed. Yeah. What if she turned into space ash on her way up? That's what we need to talk about next week. Before we need to talk about what happened to the people when they returned. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have enough time to bring it up. We'll have to bring it up next week.
There's a lot of theories. A lot of funny theories about that.
I'm with you too. I think it was Civil War. I think that was his final moment. But that kind of plays into what I wanted to do for this week's elevator pitch. I think, because they're doing a lot of cosmic, You'll never believe I'm actually going to push for this. I think it'd be really cool if they did Power Pack. God, I can't even believe I said that out loud.
I'm now taking applications for new best friends.
But think about it. It falls in line with everything that Disney wants to. They're going to show kids empowered. They have this magical space horse that, you know, helps them get their powers and kind of becomes their nanny. You know how you feel about Disney and how they kind of treat parents and kids. Yeah. It's the same thing with Power Pack, right? But then you also get kids, you get cosmic.
Okay.
I think it's a shoe-in, easy win for Disney to do a movie. If they cast them young enough, they can do two or three movies and have these kids grow and like make a little franchise out of them. I'm not saying I'd want to go see them. Or like Power Pack, but that's
so
like
send your applications to Silent Toys.
Like I'm out.
You kind of lost me with the magical horse.
It was like an alien that looks like a horse. I didn't read Power Pack, so I'm trying to remember what I read on.
You don't have to deny it now.
No, I didn't.
I was hoping you're gonna say like the Beyonder is just standing.
Well,
out
no,
there
I would love to see in the next phase. I would love to see them do Annihilation, just like Infinity War is a big one for this phase. Mm-hmm. I think if they're gonna do Cosmic, Annihilation, because now that they have the Fantastic Four back, they have Annihilus back. Mm-hmm. So now that you have Annihilus back, you can do the story of the Annihilation Wave, and you could have that big interstellar war. You could have the Shi'ar in there, the Kree. Oh. You could have Nova. Ooh. They could just get nutty with it. The Guardians are in there because the Guardians are like one of their big properties. You can still keep Captain Marvel in there if you want to. You know, so you got all those cosmic elements it looks like Disney wants to play with going forward into this new phase.
Yeah.
And I think the Annihilation Wave would be huge. But the elevator pitch was about obscure properties we think would actually do well.
I'm not saying that it wouldn't do well.
I'm not saying I want it, but I think it would work. Maybe even as a show on like Disney Plus or something, like a live action show, I think it would be really well received. I think my daughter would love it. I think my 9-year-old would love it.
You know, Lab Rats was, you know, pretty well. I mean, they did good. They had a couple different versions of that show.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough, yeah.
And what was it, six seasons that they ran between the two different...
Something like that. And then they changed it up or whatever.
So if they did something like that, I mean, and didn't take it too seriously, it could probably do
kids right, dig but... stories of kids with superpowers.
You're better than this, man.
I'm not saying I want it. I'm just saying kids like stories about kids with superpowers.
I can agree that it would be a bankable idea, but I would never go see it.
I don't know if it would do well as a movie, but I think it would do well on Disney Plus. I think it would have really serious legs on Disney Plus.
Just go home and watch Superhero High and come back and tell me.
Watch Sky High.
Sky High.
That's the joint. No, I'll be watching The Mandalorian. Thank you very much. Because that's where I'll be. But that's it for this week. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy SDCC. And remember, tell them F you.
Let's listen to a quick message from our sponsor while everybody is in the room laughing at me.
Come on, man. I know it's Power Pack, but I just like... God, I hate Power Pack, but I'm like, this idea would really work. And I hate it. I never liked Power Pack when I was a kid. Every time they show up, I'm like, no.
I'm hearing the words, but I just ain't buying it, bro.
Hey, kids, it's family, it's kids, it's superheroes. I think it will be huge. I really do. And I think Disney's kind of sitting on it. I really, really think it could be huge. And I don't believe I'm saying it, but it's true. Because there's no other property like
it. Some of the other cheesy stuff that Disney's put out, I'm not saying it's past them. I'm not saying that it wouldn't happen.
But think about it. Family, superpowers, and kids. What else have we seen recently that had that did really well? Now, granted, it was more Runaways. Of an adult spin. Well, no, family is singing the Umbrella
Academy. Umbrella Academy, yeah.
Right? Family, kids, superpowers. Of course, they grew up extremely dysfunctional. But Power Pack would be a lot more fun. It would be lighthearted. I really think kids would dig it. I think it would be a huge, huge draw for... It would be like a gateway drug for younger kids transitioning out of the Disney's cartoons and stuff to watch this really colorful, fun little live-action show to kind of ease them into the bigger Marvel universe.
But going back to what I was saying about the cosmic thing, I think that the movies are going to be cosmic.
Oh, yeah.
And the shows are going to stay on Earth. I think that's how they're going to split it up that way.
That yeah, you because you I get, think all the shows but you that
got,
they've...
Like, you get Black Panther coming out soon.
Yeah.
True, but Black Panther can be cosmic.
Send them off into space?
No, they have. The latest run of Black Panther, something happened, and T'Challa got transported to an area of the galaxy, I believe, and he found out that there's this group of Wakandans that went into space and established in his name the Wakandan Star Empire that he knew nothing about. And Nathan, they're thugs. Like, they come in... And they take you over, and you are now Wakandan. And they are an empire. And it's about T'Challa joining up with these freedom fighters. And I think they kind of get reborn into new bodies or whatever. Like, if you die, you get put into another body, like a clone body. And they all take names like M'Baku or... Yeah, maybe. But good. You know, they take names like M'Baku or Shuri or T'Challa. Yeah. I don't care anybody. I mean... I just got the new TV, right, and it's 4K and all this other stuff, and I'm thinking, what could I watch? What could I watch to really just give the TV the beam so I could see it? And I was searching for 4K content, and Avatar came up, and I'm like, not even in 8K, not even in, like, 24K. I just don't ever want to watch that movie again. It's just, I like Dances with the Wolves, the original version. Or Pocahontas.
How to Train Your Dragon, the trilogy.
I'm actually going to do 4K. Into the Spider-Verse. Probably watch that. And then when my... I got a kid away at camp. When he gets back, we're going to watch Shazam. So I just got that in this week. So Shazam will probably be our first big movie as a family that we'll watch on it. Because we all dug it.
The only Blu-ray movie I have, I think, is the Batman trilogy.
Well, here's the thing, though. So, and I didn't know this until I got the TV... So when you're looking at 4K sets, like I have the PlayStation 4, I thought maybe if I had a Pro it would be better, but they only output in 1080p, right? So the PlayStation 4 Pro only allows you really to play games in 4K, but it outputs, it's a regular Blu-ray player, it only outputs in 1080p. Every Blu-ray player does. If you want to watch a Blu-ray in 4K, it requires a specific Blu-ray player, and you actually have to buy a 4K UHD Blu-ray. Which is different than a regular Blu-ray. Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh? So now when you see these sets that you're buying, right, the Blu-ray, the DVD, and the digital download, or you get the 4K UHD Blu-ray and digital download. But you never get, like, all of them again. Thank you, Redbox. So.
No, thank you, Disney.
Well. Yeah, but
the Disney rest of the did industry, to screw Redbox.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the industry followed Disney's lead to try to screw Redbox with that. So, yeah.
Redbox is still kicking, though.
Oh, yeah. It ain't going anywhere. Redbox was a genius idea. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Netflix and Redbox, they killed Blockbuster.
Yeah.
I remember Blockbuster laughing at Redbox. That ain't going to work. Wait, what happened to Blockbuster?
Right. Where'd
they go?
There's still one Blockbuster left.
Yeah, one.
It's in Alaska?
No. It's not in Alaska. It's in Indiana or something, I thought.
No, it's
Family Video. Check their... Apparently, Drake sells CBD oil now.
Oh, they do? Really?
Yeah. Mark and Linda Drake, Aaron's mom and dad.
Plus, they also...
Did they get pictures of Blockbuster?
The Marcos pizzas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I thought it was like somewhere...
But, yeah, I also...
Like Oregon or Indiana or somewhere I wouldn't go.
Video survived.
So I just couldn't... let's see. Yeah, Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
Well, this is in 2018. It says it leaves only three. Two in Alaska and the one in Bend.
Yeah. Because the reason that I knew that they were in Alaska is because people can't get streaming services up there.
Those Alaska locations close Sunday, and this is from July of 2018, leaving Harding's store on Northeast Revere Avenue in Bend, Oregon, as the last surviving
block. Oh, that's a bummer. I didn't know the other ones didn't make it.
Yeah, the Bend store is the last remaining Blockbuster in operation in the United States after two stores in Alaska closed. So, yeah. I mean, think about that. One Blockbuster left, hanging on.
The mom and pop now.
You know what? You know what Redbox did, I think, that kind of sunk Blockbuster? I mean, yeah, the one-day rental, the cheap rental. But when you could get a kiosk at McDonald's, not Walgreens, but McDonald's, so you could actually go through the drive-thru and order food and get a movie and go home.
Yep.
When they made it as easy as going to pick up a Happy Meal, boom. It was like, what?
And it was accessible.
When I knew they were in
super accessible.
If the McDonald's didn't have it, I can go over to the Walgreens across the street.
And they were on opposite. It was like they were on opposite corners of each other. They didn't care how many of those.
Started seeing the McDonald's pop up with the double red box. I'm like, oh wow, they're doing so good. They put a second one in
for traffic.
Take that, Blockbuster.
Yeah. So yeah, and then of course Netflix did the rest. Because when I could get any DVD I wanted, Netflix is what killed Blockbuster for me. Because I had a very well-used Blockbuster card. And then I got a hold of Netflix, and I paid... I forgot how much I was paying at the time. It was something cheap, but when you were getting you could get the DVDs before they really got into streaming.
Yeah, before the streaming.
When I could just put whatever movies I wanted to see in my queue, and they showed up, and I watched them, and I put them in a stupid envelope and put them back in, I never went back into Blockbuster after that.
Right.
I went into Blockbuster to rent a few games every now and again. That was it. Because I couldn't get games through Netflix. That was it.
Gamefly came out?
And then Gamefly. Yeah, but I didn't want to... I don't know. Something about Gamefly, I just didn't trust it. And, of course, Gamefly isn't around anymore. Right. I just didn't... I'm like, I don't know. People do stupid stuff to their discs and consoles, and you put that disc in your console, and it's scratched up, and then it scratches up your laser, and... No, I didn't want to go through all that.
I think that's why all the streaming video game services are popping up now.
That's what Google's going to do.
The next iteration.
Have you looked at the Google Stadia?
No.
Look at the Google Stadia. Stadia. They just announced their new console. You can get a Founders Edition for $130. It comes with a Chromecast. It's actually going to be cheaper than $130 when it comes out. And it is, I think you're really just paying for like a controller and access to their servers. They're hosting all the games on their server farm. So you can get a subscription to pay every month to play whatever game you want through your Google Stadia device. Or you can purchase a game like you would normally. It's a digital copy, right? So it would be a digital download. But Google is saying that you don't need more than... It was like, I don't think you need more than 10 meg down or something like that to play. Or, you know.
No, is it just
to play at 4K.
Is it just their games, or are you going to be able to play like what's on PlayStation and Xbox?
One of the launch games is the next expansion for Destiny 2, which is one of the biggest games ever. It's called Shadowkeep, and it is a launch title for Google Stadia. So you'll be able to play... Destiny 2 Shadowkeep on Google Stadia. You'll be able to play Call of Duty. You'll be able to play Madden. Whatever. You'll be able to play it on Google Stadia. There's going to be a subscription like $15, $20, maybe $20 a month. And like I said, anything in that library you can play. or you can purchase whatever game you want and you'll have access to it, and it's all digital.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper than your traditional console. And they're talking 60 frames per second, 4K, da-da-da-da-da, and you only need like 10 or 15 meg down to play.
I think that'll hit when the PS5 and the new Xbox come out and they're like $600, $800.
No, that comes out this year. That comes out like September.
Really?
Yeah, or November. It's this year. Google just, yeah, look up Google Stadia. About it. I could have swore they did it. I swore they announced it at E3. But yeah, Google Stadia is, I'm like, it's enough of a disruption to the industry. I think if Google has any measure of success, you'll see Microsoft and Sony follow suit and start offering more games to play when you pay your PS Plus subscription. And Microsoft has their Xbox Live. I think they'll start to offer more games for you to play, or offer some type of subscription that you can pay and play whatever. Because if it works for Google, it'll work for them too, right? So we'll see. Yeah, Google Stadia. Look it up. It's interesting. Like I said, I don't know if I would do it, but
how do you reset this thing?
And why? Sure, dude. Seriously. Adventure Time.
Came in a loot crate. It's been sitting in my house for I don't know how long. My last loot crate didn't have a shirt in it, so I was like, it was either this or Dungeons and Dragons.
I like the look of disapproval.
I've never even seen the show, be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Seen Adventure Time?
I tried to watch a little bit of it with my kids, and I was just like, my kids didn't even stick with it. They were like, this is stupid. And I watched a little bit of it, and I'm like, I feel like I should be doing acid. Like, I just didn't, I don't know. It wasn't, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. So, yeah, I never did watch it. I have another shirt that's like another Adventure Time shirt from Loot Crate. Once again, it has like this black light, like neon design on it. And I went to Jimmy John's, and young lady back behind the counter, she's like, oh, yeah, love your shirt, man. I'm like a huge fan. I'm like, oh, thanks. Where'd you see me? You know, like, she didn't get the joke. But she's like, oh, yeah, I love Adventure Time and this and that. And I was like, okay. Can I get extra mayo on my sandwich? Because I don't Adventure Time, baby. I just wore the shirt. It's laundry day. So.
I watched all of Adventure Time.
But you won't watch an anime.
No.
What?
Adventure Time gets the story over in like 15 minutes. And I don't have to like sit and wait for the build-up. That's what I hate about anime. It's four episodes of build-up for one good episode. Yeah.
And you need to watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
That one's a solid story.
Because it just looks like anime. It's not from Japan.
Great storytelling.
It's from here.
The first five episodes, the animation's not the greatest. They hadn't found their stride yet.
Yeah, but boy, when they did.
During that first season, the animation starts getting better.
It looks good.
And the story's doing great.
It looks really good on a newer TV, too.
And I'm not a fan of anime, either. I mean, I'm very picky with what anime I'm going to devote to. And it's American storytelling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not an anime. It just looks like it, but it's not an anime.
Because it was the same. I really wanted to get into Attack on Titan. I watched it, but it just can never stick with it. I just hate that.
The way they do those episodes.
Because I love the premise of it. They're like right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Watch One Punch
Man.
One Punch Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it subtitles or is it?
No, don't. One Punch Man. One Punch Man is a lot of build up.
But it's a lot of action in it too. It's a lot of action in it too.
Look for a skip list if you do One Punch Man.
It's funny though because they're making fun of anime.
It is because they do like these huge build ups and you get this fight and you're waiting on One Punch Man to show up because the whole thing is he's a normal guy and he trains so hard to be the best, the strongest he could be after almost getting killed in a fight or whatever. That he became so strong, he can defeat any enemy with one punch.
But
now he's bored.
They focus on all these other characters, yeah. But he has like life problems, like he's broke.
He's broke and he's bored.
He can't be his friend in video games.
He can't talk to girls. He trained so hard and he's so strong, all his hair fell out. So chicks don't mess with him because he's bald. you know, this superhero name came out, they called him the Caped Baldy. Yeah. Because they just had no idea who he was. It, like, the strongest hero in the land is only the strongest hero in the land because he actually happened to be near One Punch Man when he defeats
him. Defeats him in one punch.
It, because it's all the characters they fight before he shows up. And then he'll, you know, they'll run through these characters and there's these huge fights and all of a sudden he shows up and he's like...
Imagine... It's Gotham.
But I wouldn't start there.
It's like Gotham. Yeah, they're focused on all these other characters except for Batman.
Where was this? Where does that live?
If you want to start watching, I'll watch it. So,
but, like it. So I wouldn't say start with One Punch Man. I would say,
I'll
know what?
I'll give Last Airbender.
Give Last Airbender, Avatar Last Airbender. Looks like an anime.
You can watch all of them on Netflix, right?
Can you?
No.
I don't think so. I haven't seen it.
You gotta find it on Fire Stick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not on Netflix. It's not on Prime. I've looked for it.
Yeah, I would say Avatar The Last Airbender, like I said, looks like anime, but it's American storytelling. That
you
style.
You ever bring back Resolute, I'll let you borrow it.
One of these days, I will.
I'm like, yeah, let me look over here and see what rich guy for me to borrow. I'll take home.
There's so many times where I just set it there. And I'm like, I'm going to take this. And I just walk away without it. I have it sitting on, I have a little like nightstand.
When you go to grab the stuff out to download the video, just put it in there and you'll have it here with you next week.
I'll put it in my black bag when I get home.
So,
and then
okay.
I'll forget that I put it in my black bag.
He'll bring it to the store. He'll bring it to the store.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because I'd hate for you to be like, oh, yeah, it's in my car. Because then if it's like next week, and you're like, oh, I had it in my car last week. I didn't bring it in.
So you better bring it up, because I'll forget that I kept it in the bag. And it'll sit here the whole time.
It's only because I keep bringing it up that I'm upset about it. I'm not, it's no big deal, but I'll keep reminding you.
Yeah, because I want to watch it next. So, yeah, I'll take it up.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Leave a rating and review. Only if they're good, though. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fandom United. Until we meet again, remember, tell them F you.